Hey, yo. My name's Megan Rand. You know who I am. You don't know why I'm here. Because it's Matt Mania. Yo, it's great to be back. It's another episode. We are back in the building. I've been at home, back in DigiLabs, 2 weeks in a row. I feel good. To my right is my tag team partner, the, I usually say axe to my smash. This time, ooh, you will be the Ricky Morton to my Robert Gibson, Rock and Roll Express tag team partner, Teek Hall. What up?
Yo, what up? Teek Hall in the building.
Yo, man, it's been a fun time so far. How was your Halloween, man?
My Halloween was cool. I went trick-or-treating.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. You get any good hauls?
Any razor blades in your candy?
Nah, man.
Any knives,
I like fruity candy.
Any fruit?
So no. It'd be mostly chocolate and stuff. I want Starburst and...
Nobody gave you like a king-size bar or nothing?
You're I got one king-size.
Nice.
True MVPs.
That's the, what's up. Butterfinger.
You should go back and write them a thank you letter.
But I want like some Sour Patch Kids and stuff like, man, you know.
I like the
chewy.
Yeah, candies. I like the fruity candies too.
You're just fruity.
Chocolate stuff.
I am.
Not as crazy.
Chocolate and peanut butter, son.
So we got two guests in the place to be. You might have heard them before. We got to my immediate left, David Neo X. What's going on, bro?
Well, goddamn. My Rock and Roll Express over here getting it in.
That's my best Jim Cornette.
That's wow. Good. That
Motherfuckers.
Rock and Roll Express going to be at Starcade.
Yes.
This one already gets the explicit sticker.
Oh.
Thank you.
It wasn't my fault.
So it's Jim Cornette.
And it wasn't even Rock this time. And our player four in the other corner.
Yeah.
Rock Knowledge, what's going on, bro?
Chilling, man.
All right. So did anybody here have any cool Halloween situations? Me, I closed my gate. I turned my lights off. And I did not participate in Halloween. That was my Halloween experience. We just sat up and I watched Stranger Things.
I mean, probably not where you at because it's like right off the alley.
That's what it's I was like. If anybody comes through that alley, they're looking for trouble. So, I live in an alley. But nobody, you know, if they come through here, that means they must absolutely want something. Like, or they live there. They're not just there.
Yeah.
But
a suspect.
I took my stepdaughter trick-or-treating. And y'all know my stepdaughter. I have seen her before. So, she's, like, pretty tall. We went to one house and the lady was like, She was like, even though you're an older kid, I'm gonna still give you some candy.
Like, you're a little old to be out here, aren't you?
I'm like, wait a second.
Is it a white lady?
She's still a kid.
I'm like, she's 11. She was like, I thought she was 15. I'm like, no, give her her candy.
She's a tall 11.
That's when you need to put a sign over her that says, yes, I am 11.
But other than that, no, just trick-or-treating. Went to Chipotle, put a $3
Oh, they had a special for Halloween?
They always do something.
They always do it on Halloween. It's like $3 if you dress up.
Yeah.
Oh, dope. So you dressed up? What did you dress up as?
I was Finn Balor. I wore the Finn Balor mask.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. That was kind of cheap, but that's I'll take it.
I mean, I could have worn a t-shirt.
You didn't go full demon.
Nah. Getting buried over here.
Right, by the guy demon. Who didn't do anything.
I ain't wearing nothing. But I wouldn't go and put on a hat. No, I actually haven't finished yet. I've been taking my time with it and enjoying it, going between that and what I'm about to put over.
But look, you could have wore the Coogi and the glasses. You could have the Biggie outfit.
You could have been Biggie. I guess I could have, but I wasn't going to just put on a hat and be like, yo, I'm Janet Jackson and Rhythm Nation because I got a hat on. You know what I mean?
Why
like,
not for $3?
We saw a lot of that online.
For a $3 burrito, why not?
But you know what? For a burrito, I'd probably do that.
You can always three-hole punch yourself. Just take like three circles.
Be a piece of paper.
Yeah, three-hole punch versions.
That's it. Quick and easy Halloween ideas from
or
David.
Or like, you know, thank get you. A My Name Is.
We apologize they're a day late.
Yeah. Don't try that. Yeah, don't try that at home.
I mean, it's 50% off like candy.
True. Speaking of, I brought y'all some candy. I was in Walgreens today.
Shout outs to you.
Saw the 50% off, and I thought about y'all. I was like, cool. I'm going to bring in the Mars mix. So shout out to Mars. They got Twix, Three Musketeers, Starburst, and Snickers.
What's your favorite out the bag?
Out of this bag, I got two favorites. Starburst, because I like the fruity stuff.
Yes, sir.
And, man, you know, I was about to say Snickers, but I dig Twix, too. So I don't know.
I know Three Musketeers comes in last.
Yo,
so fluffy.
That's ass.
You don't rock with the nougat?
Chocolates.
We were just talking about that. Stranger Things has a part
it's
in
just
it
like
where
whipped,
the kid Dustin is all about Three Musketeers and nobody likes it. They're like, Three Musketeers sucks. And he's like, no, it doesn't. It's nougat. It's good.
Yep.
They're like, what the heck is nougat?
Oh, is that what he was feeding that little...
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, no spoilers.
I didn't say what it was because I don't know what it was.
Right, right, right. So you saw a little bit of the show then.
The Demogorgon.
I watched the first two episodes straight through. I started like nodding out at the end of the third.
Okay.
And fell asleep on the fourth. Not that they weren't good. I was just tired. But gotcha. The second episode was good.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Dave, you do anything for Halloween?
Dude, I was at work.
Working.
Yeah.
So you wore a working man's costume.
Just about. Like that day. I went in at like 8 and didn't get out to like 6:30, almost 7.
That's time for trick-or-treating.
Yeah, but like as soon as I got off work, I was just kind of tired. I went to bonus round, had a quick beer, played that Japanese rhythm game, and just went home.
Word. Bonus round's dope, man. Shout out to them. I can't wait to go back again and enjoy. Cobra's having a Street Fighter tournament.
I was just about to say, are you guys going?
I am going to go
I'm going to go. Entering? That's the same night as NXT. Up. So you're going to dress up?
Mm-hmm.
Dope. Same night as NXT. So we're trying to figure out if we're going to go. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna play.
I'm gonna go.
I'm nice. My kin is unstoppable.
Oh, you think you nice?
I do.
I mean, it's just $15 to enter. So I
make
him
unnice.
Even if I lost in the first round, it'll still be fun.
You out $15, but you're there having fun.
And you know they're gonna have like this really cool, I guess, Red Bull like Hadouken can drinks or something.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm putting over for this week is what I think considered to be one of the best games I played in a long time, Mario Odyssey for the Nintendo Switch. So dope, man. This game is highly recommended if you like the old Mario games, Mario 64. It feels like that a lot. I'm almost at the end, so now I'm like, I got to take some time. I got to chill. I've been running through. I've been doing like 2 hours a night just burning. And now I'm like, let me slow down. I just reached the Mushroom Kingdom. So you got to pick up these little moons that are left around the different places. And they added a cool like third element to it where like your cap is called Cappy and your cap is alive.
Yeah, it's got the eyeballs on it.
And you throw the cap on one of the monsters and you can become that monster and turn into it. Feels like Little Nemo, the Dream Master, the old game I used to play back in the day. Or Mega Man, how you can change their abilities. So it's kind of cool. So now you can use that to get through certain parts of the level. You can get through you can use a T-Rex, a tank, like all kinds of cool stuff. So it's a lot of fun. Go get it. I love it a whole lot. Anybody got anything else?
If you don't mind me asking, though, about the Super Mario, I guess what is one of the biggest things that people will love about the game?
Well, I think because it's so fun. I feel like you pick it up and the gameplay moves quickly. It's not a huge challenge, but you feel like you're unlocking things and uncovering secrets.
Oh, okay.
And it's very rewarding.
Keeps you sucked in, keeps
very
you going.
Very rewarding, yeah.
And you're playing this on Switch?
Yeah, it's on Nintendo Switch. It's a lot of fun, man. And the controls are really cool. Like, they added in these new things where you can literally, like, hold the controller in your hand, but, like, flick it, and that will flick the hat. You know what I mean? So, like, you don't even have to push a button.
Oh, yeah, use the gyroscope. You could just go, that's
you know,
dope.
And I like that. I feel like that's something that PlayStation kind of dropped the ball on because their controller is also a gyroscope, but they don't use it
as much.
So, but, yeah, man, it's super dope. I've been playing that and a little bit of WWE 2K18, which I have opinions on, but we can get to that later.
Yeah.
It's a little glitchy right now. It's glitch-tastic. But I feel like they'll patch it. It'll get better. I'm not a fan of loading time in games, man. It's 2017.
Seriously?
I don't want to wait 60 seconds before.
You're going to give me this 50-gigabyte game, and you're telling me you can't just load up like quicker?
Yeah, man. It's like you're about to start a match, and it's like, oh, here's 2-minute wait.
No,
first introduction. Glorious. Oh, let me skip it. Let me hit start. Okay. 60-second wait.
There you go.
Here comes the next one. Down. And next person's music comes. Okay, another wait. So you got 10 minutes before you start the game. And by then, you're like, how do I play this again?
Why you got to already make sure you got those entrances cut off.
Yeah, you got to cut entrances off.
If you try to skip it, then it takes more time to skip it.
That's true.
Player
that's
tip
true.
Of the week from Teak.
I mean,
that's a good one. That's a good tip.
That's a life hack.
Anybody else got anything this week? What are you into this week? Rock, what are you into?
Man, last couple times I've been here, I've been putting over postseason baseball. I may or may not be currently illegally streaming Game 7 on my phone.
Can neither confirm nor deny.
Nope. But I got to give a big shout out to the World Series, man. If you're a baseball fan, this has been phenomenal. And
this has been great, man.
Shout outs to the new 5-foot assassin, Jose Altuve. Not taking anything away from Five Dog, but when it comes to baseball, man, Jose Altuve is a beast. Yeah. He's a little man.
Yeah, man.
So
this has been a great, great series, man.
Yes.
Even if you're not a baseball fan, I think this is the time to kind of just watch because you're watching literally the best baseball there is. So this is the time to come in and really enjoy it. And, man, seventh game, you can't ask for much more than this, man.
No, you can't.
Anybody got any quick predictions? Who's going to take it?
Well,
Rocco.
I'm hoping it's Houston Astros. I do not want to see the Los Angeles Dodgers win anything.
Tico.
I mean, it's looking like Houston right now.
Well, there we go.
Ran, go.
I don't care, honestly. I mean, me, I just want a good game. Like, honestly,
I just want them to score all
I'm
the goals.
I'm more of a Houston fan than a Dodger fan, for sure. But I would like to just see it, you know, let this one go into extra innings. He let him play all night.
He just wants all the balls to go in the hoops.
I want everyone to score all the runs.
Everyone score a
goal. Score all
unit.
The goals. And no one get any penalties. Sports balls. Anyway, Teak, what are you putting over this week?
I think I'm going to put over that new Big Crit album. Ooh. Any of y'all check that out yet?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, it's dope. I got to shout out my wife who put me onto it. She's like, you haven't heard it yet? And I was like, give me.
Some attitude,
it's
boy.
Like a couple days. Like,
right.
Dang.
I know I texted you about it yesterday and was like,
yo,
in a conversation we weren't even having. I said, oh, by the way.
Yeah, it was like a by the way. You got to listen. My homies that are from, like, the South, most of my homies in the South are like, yo, when Crit drops an album, like, everything stops. You know, in the South. Like, this is the guy that we listen to, and this album is a classic. He's like, I don't know if people outside of the South are going to really, really rock with it the way we do.
Yeah.
But when Crit drops, it's like, it's a big event.
Oh, yeah. I've been fucking with Crit for a long time, and, like,
man, he's dope,
he's
man.
Consistently dropped good projects.
I yeah.
mean, his mixtapes were better than his albums, but Catalactica was a real good album.
Yeah.
Sonically, his stuff sounds amazing.
Oh, man.
And yeah, this new project is fire. And I mean, and he's independent right now.
Oh, so he's not on Def Jam anymore.
No, this album isn't on Def Jam.
Ooh. Yeah. Maybe that explains why I like it a lot.
There you go.
So no label pressure.
Yeah, so you got that going on or whatever. So it's just like him steadily trying to prove himself and push his own brand.
I highly recommend it. The joint with T.I. is dope. There's another one I just listened to today, Aux Cord. I was vibing to that one. Yeah, highly recommend it. Was it Forever is a Long Time?
Forever is a Mighty, mighty long Time.
Yeah. Go get that.
I was lucky enough to see Crit perform live before, and he kills it. So
okay, dope. All right, cool. Dave, what do you got?
I'm going to put over the fantastic Arizona Hip Hop Festival happening Saturday, November 11th at the Comerica Theater. Get your tickets through. Actually, Megaran, your boy over here, he's actually has a wonderful, wonderful promotion. I believe it's $25
For
a limited amount of VIP.
Yeah, you get some VIP access. You got I'm doing an exclusive poster for the fest.
Hear that.
That you'll pick up on that day. I'm doing CDs of my Stranger Things mixtape, which you can also pick up that day a ticket purchase.
Is
so it's all
they,
yours.
Talk about a kerfuffle.
With the VIP.
That's the VIP experience.
The VIP package.
And, of course, free handshakes, hugs, and high fives the whole time.
What pow. So I can't wait to see.
Exclusive poster, new album.
Yeah, and then you said this is going to be the last show of the year.
This is it. Well, the last local show for sure.
Last local show.
I got a couple more gigs lined up. But, yes, November 11th, last Phoenix show. So if you're in the area, come through. Big shout out to the crew, Respect Underground, for putting this together. And it's my first time, actually, being a part of the Hip Hop Festival, so I'm looking forward to it. This is the fourth annual, and is at the Comerica Theater. So to give you an idea about the Comerica, they just had they will have NXT there 2 days before that at the very same building.
Comerica at NXT?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to
have NXT. NXT's at Comerica?
Yeah.
I thought it was weird when he said that, too, but yeah, they're doing it there.
Yeah, they don't do it at the Talking Stick. They try to go with, a slightly smaller building.
Yeah,
because
the way the seating in that is like literally.
I was there last time, and just kind of paint the picture.
Yeah.
You have your ring in the middle, and then what they do is you know how because the stage they'll put either
like bleachers,
the bleachers
on the
there.
Stage. Okay, so there's gonna be
steps.
All, okay.
Yeah, so they put like the graphics alongst the stage.
Gotcha.
And the entrance is through the stage.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so everybody gets a good.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's gonna look how like ROH was when we were at.
Okay,
I gotta go with that.
Yeah, it's
a good visual.
Coming out the,
but boy, it is fun. Loud.
Loud,
yeah. Dude. I was when I was there last time, I heard Drew McIntyre's bagpipe music.
Mm-hmm.
My ears were bleeding. Just a bunch
you
of bagpipes.
You think they just didn't have the music mixed well in there?
No, it's just loud.
It's just loud. Okay.
So and if you're going to NXT, bring earplugs.
Bring some earplugs, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Even without pyro, it's still loud, I guess.
And then cruise right on after, go to Cobra, come play Street Fighter with your boys.
That's right. There's a lot going on that day. So
Dave,
if you're
you
in Phoenix,
NXT that day,
it's NXT, the Street Fighter tournament. I hear you on that.
Well, because I am, really want to get a Switch this holiday season. Oh. I want to go to NXT.
The NXT tickets are cheap, though. I looked them up. They're like,
they're not Jay-Z ticket cheap, though. Oh, sorry. No shots fired at Hov.
The lowest NXT ticket was 20.
Can I borrow $20?
Too? Highest 75.
Holler at us. We'll you know, $7.50 a pot. We'll get you in there. But yeah. Speaking of Jay-Z, apparently Jay-Z tickets are $10. Yeah. So if you are in the path of the next few shows, I guess probably outside of like LA or big markets, the tickets are really cheap.
You literally have no excuses for not going to the concert. Because
444 is a great album.
Yeah.
It's a great album.
It is no excuse.
That's like a value meal. I like Wendy's, like large right. sized. You can get a
Your
Jay-Z
Wendy's
ticket.
Grub was, I'm sure, more than the Jay-Z ticket.
Nope, it was.
You got a 444.
Yep, it was.
Like my daily Starbucks order is more than a ticket.
Jay-Z would approve of that. He would approve of you saving money and getting the value meal.
Rock, you going to NXT?
I want to. Yeah, absolutely.
We should make it a Matt Mania meetup. We should all
do
it.
You might see the Matt Mania crew out there.
We'll be repping.
With tickets.
And our Matt Mania tees with some tickets.
Hip hop festival, because you might see the Matt Mania crew there as well.
For sure.
Yeah.
Rock's even going to be in the building for the festival.
What?
For like
Rock the Hater.
For like three acts.
All right. So moving right along. So did everybody put something over? All right, cool. Yeah. I think they did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get a break going. I want to play something for y'all, at least to get a little something going. In fact, nah, we'll keep moving. Let's just keep it moving. Nah, no breaks. No breaks, B.
No
Let's
breaks.
Do this express.
Ain't no breaks. Let's get started express.
Ugh.
So, big news this week has been your man, Leo Rush. Has anybody heard this? All right.
Yeah. Oh, so we
A little bit about Leo Rush. We got to jump right into it.
Controversy.
Before we get into breaking down Raw and SmackDown, Leo Rush kind of put a foot in his mouth. He is an athletic dude.
For more than his foot.
So he put an entire leg, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, all right, I don't have his tweet in front of me, but basically Emma was fired. Yo, first of all, can we talk about Emma being fired? I'm kind of sad. Am I the only one who cares?
Well, how are you going to have her do the job?
Because they build her up.
Finally, how was it give Emma a chance and then you literally just cut her? Like,
that's she's boring too.
Who, Asuka?
Emma?
Yeah, Asuka.
What?
It's just how they're doing.
What's wrong with you?
Give her some time.
It's just what they're doing.
Give her some
main
time.
Roster.
She's super charismatic. Give her some time.
She's had a weird first
the
couple
start
matches.
Start has been a little rocky
because she just like beat up a jobber. The
oh,
last
she did.
Match.
She had a jobber.
And Emma. Yeah. Hey, pal. Enhancement talent.
Enhancement.
Okay.
All right. So here's the deal. Emma gets let go. Darren Young gets let go. Summer Rae gets let go.
Yeah.
Nia Jax is back, though. I feel good. Summer Rae probably wasn't around when you like started watching, but she's done her thing for a little while.
I don't know what you with anybody.
She's big on fitness.
I didn't know she was still on the roster.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know she was.
Because her Instagram is her actual name, I think.
Yeah, Danielle, she's big in like fitness now.
Whatever.
She was coming out with Dolph for a little while. They were doing this thing with her and Lana. And it was
and Rusev,
weird.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the last thing that she was
That's
doing.
The last thing she did, and then she vanished.
I saw that.
But peace out, Summer Rae. But honestly, like I think she'll do better without, you know, sitting
yeah.
there. Imagine doing all that traveling. This is the life of Summer Rae. You literally travel to every show, but you're just backstage. You never get on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like you just go look at the sheet and hope that you're on
you
this week.
You got your boots on. You got everything on. But...
And you're not. You still got to stay in shape. Still got to eat right. Yeah. Still got to be there early and sit there literally 4, 5, 6, 7 hours backstage. When they got nothing for you.
Yeah.
So she's been doing that for probably the last year.
She hasn't been on TV in a minute.
So that's got to suck. There's a lot of dudes and girls like that who just travel and don't get on TV.
And that's the other thing, too. Like, just Darren Young, the last thing that he was relevant in was that whole angle with Bob Backlund.
Make Darren Young great again.
When he was fighting Titus. He fought Titus.
But when they realized that Donald Trump-isms probably wouldn't fly with the audience.
No.
I think that they were like, okay, that's not going to work.
Make
anything great again. Get this off TV.
Yeah, nope.
They're like, oh, wait, people don't like Trump? Vince like, what do you mean they don't like Trump? He's such a great guy. Fired.
He's a Hall of Famer. God
He's
damn it.
He's a great guy. I thought they liked vintage Hall of Fame acts.
So,
anyway.
Leo.
All right, so Leo, let's get into what he did.
Leo said something to the extent of, this is what happens when you're not ready for Asuka.
Yeah, and he puts like a clown emoji.
Yeah.
Now, I thought, okay, in kayfabe, he's saying when you lose to Asuka, you could get the axe. You know what I mean? Like you didn't get the job done. Now, Other people were saying, or maybe he's saying Emma didn't do a good job in that match, like as far as making Asuka look strong.
People were saying somebody that he was else said fun of somebody losing their
he
job.
Was just being a dick about somebody losing their job, and that's what most people took it as.
Yeah.
And this went crazy. Like, who, like Bray Wyatt responds?
Oh, man, no, he got
Bray Wyatt thrown to Royce.
He got thrown to
William Regal.
Oh, yeah.
William Regal.
Mick Foley did try to defend him, yeah.
I appreciate Foley taking up for him. So where do y'all stand on this? Because I saw that the Matt Mania account tweeted some sympathy for Leo, and it wasn't me. So unless we got a ghost tweeter in there. Teak, so how you feel? Tell us how you feel.
No, I just feel like he's just starting out in the company. So, I mean, when you're just starting out in the company, you probably shouldn't put your foot in your mouth
like that. Yeah, but don't say anything.
But at the same time, you got vets in the company. You put their foot in their mouth like that. So,
yeah,
you know.
But at least have a leg to stand on. Like, you're just a young, athletic dude. You're a dime a dozen at this point.
How he was being treated. So, I'm like, let him get his lashes now. That don't mean that he got to get fired. They hired him for a reason. So now he's just going to have to deal with the consequences of maybe losing matches.
Getting squashed.
He's going to get squashed. Whatever happens. But as far as a petition going around for him to lose his job.
That's kind of ridiculous.
What I was talking about on the Twitter when I said, like, that's a bit much. I don't even think Vince would even take stock or Triple H in a petition that fans have sent around, like, for somebody to lose their job. But
he's in developmental.
Wasn't the smartest thing. I mean, he's already – I've seen him on the NXT now, so – but –
he's going to get a stern
talk. So
I was saying that William Regal is like one of the main guys behind NXT also. And he,
he's the GM.
Yeah, and he was saying, you know, some praises about him.
He said, he was just like, was he the one who said, oh, don't apologize for, no, he's saying you made a mistake or something like that. It was gentleman Jack Gallagher kind of jumped on him too. And like, you know, a lot of people did. And
Jack was the one who was saying, you know, And I agree with Jack. Like, if you said a joke and it was a bad joke or in poor taste, and now you're apologizing to
don't
try to
apologize.
Save face,
yeah,
people
like,
are going to see that.
They'll see
but
right
as
through
I
it.
Said, at the same time, I don't think it's anything that serious for him to lose the job. Nah. Just if the people in control think that it was that bad, then he'll deal with the consequences.
So what would you tell him if you were in charge at NXT and that happened? What would you say to Leo?
No more Twitter fingers.
Go get off Twitter.
Don't
like
tweet.
For like, stop tweeting.
Not forever, but he needs to be way more aware of what he's saying.
You gonna suspend him from his Twitter for a little bit?
I'd give him a little Twitter timeout.
Oh, hey, if Vince was like, stay the fuck off Twitter, or you're out of here, he's gonna say he's gonna stay off Twitter.
Yeah. I saw somebody saying, like, watch his Twitter be, like, all inspirational quotes and, like, retweets of Triple H.
That'd be great.
He's going to just retweet everything Triple H
but
says.
But he did. I think his, like, pinned tweet on his Twitter is the photo of him in the suit with Triple H, like the NXT signing.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Photo that Triple H always takes.
Of course. You know, he's like, hey, I love this company. Yeah, so when he tried to, like, save face, it kind of made it worse. He was just like, oh. He did, like, two long tweets like, his grammar is awful.
Yeah, they were half-assed.
And it was like, it was not genuine. So it's like, just stop, bro. Like, stop. He's like,
hey, Rush, when you out here for NXT, feel free to come by and tell us your side of this thing.
I would love to sit and talk to him, man, but they probably got him on a gag order. Like, he's not going to.
Oh, yeah.
He won't see any interviews anytime soon.
He's going to get squashed a few times, I'm sure, and that'll be the end.
You're going to learn today, Leo. But, and plus, you know, the internet wrestling community is merciless, bro. Like, you can't slip up.
I agree with that.
And then I think that's what maybe Foley was saying too. Like, when the whole, like, the roster starts coming down on you too, it's like, dang, y'all, like, y'all supposed to have my back. You know what I mean? Yeah. But they're like, still, you don't laugh at somebody losing their job.
And I kind of go along with your thought. I think a lot of people just kind of misinterpreted it. I don't think he wishes any ill will to someone to, you know, purposely or forcefully lose their job. But it just goes to show you how dominant of a player Asuka is, you know. And it could be because, you know, I mean, they could have spinned it a certain way to where, you know, she consistently lost to Asuka. But at the same time, I'm sure he didn't mean it like that. It was all in my opinion.
I think it was supposed to be fun. Like, he did it with, like, a smiley face. It was supposed to be fun.
If you guys actually look at it like this, it's a positive. Not what he said, but just the situation. Because if Emma was if they were working behind the scenes on getting her released anyway, and then they put her in two matches with Asuka that she didn't get squashed, Mm-hmm. Then leaving the company, you look better.
She looks stronger.
She looks stronger. She looks like she's. So she gave her a fight.
Exactly. So and go she did elsewhere. Yeah. You know?
Like but, the TLC match was good. I mean, right. the Raw match was pretty good too.
Raw match was decent. But yeah, like I feel like they could have took her out. They could have just been like, "You're getting squashed in 30 seconds." Right. You know what I mean? Now and then here. you're getting fired the yeah. next day. But they didn't. So you know they're not completely heartless people. That's true. WWE.
I give them that.
Now on to Survivor Series talk. So the lineups are set. I think the pretty much the whole pay-per-view is set.
The pay-per-view is set. Just the lineups are still pending.
Things are still, yeah.
still pending Roman being sick.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe if Roman pops up.
The only one still sick.
All right, so question. It looks like it's obviously written as far as on the SmackDown side. It seems that Team KO, the best buds, Sami Zayn, are not in the match.
Right.
And also really don't have an opponent. So what do you think the plan is for them? Are they going to sit out the pay-per-view? Or
no, no? I've heard talks of them screwing over Team SmackDown in the Survivor Series 5-on-5. Okay. Five. So
making, I can see that
making
happening.
Their side lose.
Okay, because they both lost their matches where it's like, okay, they actually would
and they
to
both
the point,
don't like Shane right now.
Or they don't like Shane. So it would actually make sense. I saw something great on SmackDown. I'm just talking SmackDown's on the top tip of my tongue right now because of that. That I just watched it, but AJ and Jinder, I feel like they're finally kind of working towards a program after Survivor Series. Right. So, is the writing on the wall? Like everybody said this as soon as he lost the U.S. title, at least all on my Twitter, everybody's like, "All right, it's time for AJ to go after the world title
again."
So, is it time? Does it happen in December, January, WrestleMania? Is it time for AJ to get the title back?
I'm done with Jinder being the champion. I'm just
But I mean, the
off the Jinder train.
They're doing India in December.
I was just about to say, did they do the India tour yet? They haven't.
Not losing the strap.
Yeah, he's not gonna lose it.
So they could still do. They could still do an AJ Jinder feud that lasts till Royal Rumble or something.
They could have a match. They could have a Rumble match.
That could be a Rumble match. I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's where they're going. And then you fighting the Singh brothers and then, you know, Jinder jumping in. I feel like that's
Jinder
where
Jinder looked strong against AJ, though.
He did.
On SmackDown. Well, he gave him the Colossus.
Sneak attacked him, beat him down.
No, that's not strong. It's cowardly, son.
Nah. I'm saying the Colossus looked good when it was applied to AJ.
Oh, yeah, that's
Shinsuke.
True. The Shinsuke one looked sloppy. So
when
the
I'm saying strong, it looks like that he's the proper heel over AJ. He
okay.
Fart noises.
Well, all right.
If they're building him up, then he might still hold on to the title a little longer.
Teague, I gotta ask you too. Are we still on the Jinder train? What's going on?
I've never been on the Jinder train.
Me and Teague have been on the Jinder train.
I'm not a fan of King Backney, man. I just call him King Backney.
I just like the fact that it was something new. And I feel like they've built him up.
And I'm saying if he's finally getting to the point where he's gonna look strong and compete at a certain level, then I'll still fuck with him. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I saw kind of against AJ. That wasn't with the Shinsuke. Everybody wanted Shinsuke to win, and Shinsuke should have won the way things were looking.
Yeah.
But
AJ can make him look great.
But AJ makes a lot of people look great. So
it's going to benefit Jinder in the long haul if they do have a program.
And it's
going
to benefit that title and SmackDown to make Jinder look strong against a stronger opponent.
Especially building
him up to Brock.
So we talked about this. Brock and Jinder is going down at Survivor Series.
Oh, God.
What do y'all predict, David?
My prediction is the Singh brothers or
same thing.
Or I got Great Khali coming in again. Oh, good job.
Oh my God!
From underneath
serious?
The ring this time.
That's right. Just pop on out. He's like, oh.
Braun Strowman and Kane gonna come out and fight for no reason.
Yeah, but is Khali athletic enough to bust through the ring like that?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is stand up.
Can he stand up that fast?
I don't know.
How do you sneak him under the ring?
You're gonna see a bunch of like,
so big.
Oh, wait. Hello, I need to open. Help
me, please. Help me.
Yo, it's never happened. This is completely.
They're gonna have like a little forklift thing.
This is a tangent, but has it ever happened where like the person wasn't aware where they were at and they weren't able to get out in time? Like, everybody's like,
they didn't know where the hole was.
I'm sure it's happened where you're like, yo, come on, man.
Boss.
Oh, where are you at, dude? I'm sure that's happened.
I'm sure that has to happen. So that way they both look strong, but you're telling me like you're not gonna have a definite finish for Survivor Series, so then the belts stay strong. They stay pertinent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No clean one, two, three happen is either side. Brock doesn't need anything to look strong. No. He doesn't need anything.
I just want to see if the Singh brothers get involved, which they will. I would love to see Brock Lesnar have Jinder in a German suplex position and have one of the Singh brothers try to like get him out, and Brock just suplexes both of them.
Or how about
Brock can do it.
How about a stacked F5 where he has both of the Singhs in the F5?
Okay. What about all three? Can Brock do all three?
Why not all three of them?
He's done Big Show.
F5 all three of them at the same time?
Yeah, just pile them all on.
I think he would at least do the Singhs. Let's stack them up.
That'd be dope.
That would be great.
That'll be fun to watch him throw around the Singh brothers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's their whole point. That was like Randy Orton's thing.
That's the reason to put them together, because it'll be fun to see them get squashed.
Yeah. The matches, I mean, I'm not excited to watch the matchup because I don't want to see Jinder get murdered like that, but okay.
I do.
All right, so we had one big return on Raw that I was really excited about.
Nia Jax finally got surprised.
Yeah. Nia Jax is
Samoa.
Back. Nia is back. Oh, big man. Fine. I was getting worried. I was like, how y'all? I think once the Emma cut went down, they were like, yo, Nia, we're not playing.
Yeah, because I heard she wasn't.
You coming to work?
She came back early because they said she wasn't supposed to come back until they did the tour.
I think that's exactly what happened. She saw Emma was out and was like, oh, I can go back to work now.
Slide right in.
Y'all firing people. Okay. I'll be there.
Yeah, Matt, shout outs to her new outfit. She's looking real good.
Yeah, they brought her back to beat Bayley. Well, who doesn't beat Bayley? But
that's factual.
Wow. They brought her back to be the first woman selected for the Raw series.
They're doing the women's.
So now she could sit out like a week until the actual event happens. She could if she wanted to go do whatever she had.
What do you think of? And we didn't talk about this last week, even though we were supposed to. Alicia Fox being the captain.
Yo,
and how she handled herself on Raw selecting Nia Jax and stuff.
She handled herself well. I like the fact that they're like, because all we complained about all year. So I gotta say, all we complained about is the women on Raw being a three-woman race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just Alexa, it's just Sasha, and it's just Bayley. So finally, they're letting other people get chances, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Alicia Fox, her character kind of sucks to me. Like, it's just stupid, crazy girl.
She's getting better,
though.
She's getting better.
Well, then look at
that.
It's
not just screeching.
Yeah.
And, yo, she's got a shirt
now. She got merch.
I don't like the shirt. She's a team captain. I think she even had new music.
Really?
You know, I think.
But she's
I had a real weird experience with her in the room.
She's getting pushed because Emma got fired.
I think now it's like it's wide open.
Remember this, though. She was a team captain for, I forget which Survivor Series, but she was also a team captain. So she's like a two-time team captain.
I mean, she was an NXT champion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If we want to talk.
Oh, Alicia Fox?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Was she?
A women's champion, yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's
been a champion. Pedigree.
Everybody's been a champion. Not this. I mean, I like it. I like it. I hope that they do something good with it. I had a weird experience with her.
So Bayley does not get on the team.
Bayley's not on the team.
No Bayley on Team Raw.
Come on, guys.
Dang, so sad. No Bayley.
Get hugs.
Hell,
what did they bring her back for?
Right. I was about to say that. Like, yo, they have no, like, nothing for Bayley to do. It's like, come back to lose.
They brought her back early to lose, and she's just been losing.
Oh, Bayley. We've been hard on you, so I'm going to keep moving.
Life's been hard on Bayley.
All right. I saw two good matches. I saw Samoa Joe and Apollo Crews.
You said you had a dream.
No, I had a weird experience with Alicia Fox and Wale.
Oh, Alicia Fox.
And the time that I was backstage.
I didn't have a dream about it.
Oh, geez.
Hey, I thought you was saying a weird situation with Nia Jax.
Nah, I definitely wouldn't talk about that. But not on there anyway. No, but
wow.
Alicia was like in Wale's like kind of dressing room area. It wasn't really a dressing room, just this big room.
Like his green room?
Yeah, his green room. And Dizza's there and some other people. And so I was going back and forth because I left my bag there. So I was like going back to change and whatever. And I came in there and Alicia Fox is in there talking to Wale. And what I found amazing is that she talks and acts exactly like her character.
Oh,
she was like, oh my God, oh my God. Like she was loud and like ratchet and kind of crazy.
Was she just doing that because she was there?
Maybe. I don't know.
Or
but
maybe
like,
that's
there was no cameras like, there. That was like, just who she was.
So she lives the gimmick.
I think she lives the gimmick because she was totally
stuck in the 80s.
And,
yeah,
you know, Wale's like, brother. Oh, you know, she's like, you know, are you on tour right now? He's like, no, I'm just in town for this. And then I'm going back to L.A. You live in L.A.? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, it was just really, really, like, over the top, extra. But anyway, moving on. Samoa Joe is back.
Samoa.
Yes. Yo, yeah, this man. Was like Samoan return day. I got hyped about that. I also like that Joe kept it heel. He was like, oh, y'all miss me? I ain't miss y'all. Like,
none of you sent me nothing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, I was like, no, keep him as a bad guy.
He needs to be a bad guy.
Joe is not a good guy.
I don't want to see Joe get put into a program with the Titus
Worldwide. What?
Yeah.
Why? They make money, bro.
What if he joins the Titus brand?
Him just
Worldwide.
Just for a match coming back and just to beat Apollo, because Apollo is like one of those dudes that
he's enhancement now.
Exactly.
Enhancement talent.
He's like a Dolph Ziggler now on Raw.
Don't knock Dolph. Man. Dolph is incredible.
No, I'm saying that.
No, Dolph puts guys over to the next level. Like, Apollo's not putting people to the next level.
He just got beat up.
He's the stepping stone, like Bailey.
And then,
he choked Titus
out too. But I'm saying
that was cool.
That was good for him coming back. But I don't want to see a feud between him and Apollo. That'll bring
I don't think Samoa that'll happen. Down. Just because of the fact that I think he has to do something. Because has he been officially announced as one of the Survivor Series rosters?
Samoa Joe?
Yeah.
No.
So then Raw has theirs already. Sure
their roster set.
Who's their roster?
It's Kurt Angle.
Braun Strowman
fighting for his job.
Fighting for his job.
Oh, and I told you that it was going to be that they were going.
Oh, you know what? They didn't actually set the roster. No, they didn't. They didn't set the roster.
They haven't.
They haven't announced anybody.
Survivor Series is still what, 2-3 weeks away?
They got some time.
Two.
Well, I know SmackDown is having matches to figure it out, but I thought Raw already had theirs.
You know what? Because I think Kurt was going to announce it, and then he just announced himself
under siege.
But yeah, I was saying, so I caught it on Raw, and Shane McMahon and Kurt Angle being captains.
Yep, that was correct. It's not as exciting now to me, because two months ago, we just saw Shane come fly off a cage.
Lord.
You know what I mean? He can't top that. Last month, we just saw Kurt Angle triple power bombing and Olympic slamming dudes through tables. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not as exciting anymore to me. I think they kind of shot their load with those
Kurt
two.
Kurt and Shane have some history, though.
They got some big spot history, too.
They saved Kurt coming out in his own gear to his music, so they still got that for a pop.
They still got that.
Oh, that's going to be, he's going to get that Survivor
That'll
Series.
Be big.
Yeah.
And, maybe they'll do the belly-to-belly again through the glass.
You remember when he in the match where he threw him through the thing, I think it was he put the, a board on the top rope and bounced off of that with the angle slam.
Oh, that was crazy. Yeah. I remember that.
Kurt and Shane has some great moments.
They could pull out some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Kurt might pull out a moonsalt. Who knows?
There's no way in hell.
Damn it, what are you doing?
Now that we got Steph back, we might get Triple H back.
A lot of returns. Also, did you see what happened that Triple H joined the Shield?
Yeah.
That was weird.
That's really weird. But it's cool to see.
It's cool because it's just for the live events.
Yeah, it was
events.
Just a house show. I think it was in Glasgow.
Yeah, when they go overseas, they do all types of crazy stuff.
And I think he's also he's on the roster because Roman's out.
Right, that's we were talking about that. We think that he's just trying to get his
he's
legs.
He's loosening
back.
Up.
Yeah. He's getting warmed up.
Well, we were talking before the show. The rumor I saw today was it was going to be Kurt and H at Mania.
Yeah, I think I've said that before,
I can see that.
Too.
Yeah, so
I can see that.
So, but people were saying, how does Triple H fight with the Shield? Like, are we not supposed to remember?
No, we don't remember nothing.
You just brought the Shield back, but we're not supposed to remember that Triple H was the reason
Triple H broke the Shield up.
That the Shield now broke up in the first place.
But,
and that Seth Rollins just beat Triple H.
He's the Kingslayer.
He's the Kingslayer, but you're letting him, you giving him the vest. Like, come on.
It's a new leaf, baby.
Exactly.
You had Triple H dancing with a New Day. You know?
And pedigreed one of them.
See, that's what I was waiting for. Okay. I was waiting for it.
So he didn't read Big E after
he did?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, after the twerk session. So you only watched the GIF. You got to watch.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, see, I was waiting for
he was going to turn on the Shield.
I was for one of them to get pet. I was
he
waiting for it.
Should have, maybe. That would have made sense for his character.
Right. So he had pedigreed Big E when they were twerking in the ring.
Yeah, he did. Kofi was like,
I didn't see that. Speaking of, New Day kind of won Halloween with their costumes.
Oh, hands down. That was great.
Incredible.
That was great.
Oh, man. I got to shout out the homie, Mike Mosley, who did those costumes.
Yes, sir.
And incredible. He had Xavier as Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, man.
Yo, Kofi as Brother Love with the red face, though.
Classic.
Yeah, Bruce Prichard was tweeting the shit out of that one. That
was
fun.
He was loving it.
And then we had Big E.
As Akeem.
As E. King.
Yeah, African Dream.
That was,
E. King.
I loved all the little photos when he was like posing with the action figure. Like, dude, that was super dope. They did a really good job.
Man, they kill it every time. So
are y'all enjoying Rusev versus the New Day?
It's Rusev.
I like Rusev's IG quite a bit and his Twitter.
Rusev is so entertaining online. Yeah.
I never would have thought that initially too, because I didn't care for him at first.
He's a funny cat. Yeah,
he's hilarious online.
Really good. I wish they would just give him
in movies eventually.
Yeah,
and like little bit roles, like Big Show used to do.
I wasn't a Lana fan initially. God damn, Lana was looking good.
Yeah.
So Rusev stumps on all Big E's candy.
Right, stomping on his candy.
We getting this Rusev and New Day feud going on.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be a feud, but it was Rusev and Big E. They had a good match.
No, I'm saying him and Aiden English has been going at it with New Day for a few weeks now.
That'd be fun.
It's fun, yeah. I mean, these are all guys that can work.
New Day don't have nothing to do right now.
That's important.
And I think it just also helps put Rusev over, because Rusev has been losing a lot of matches. So if you're funny behind the scenes or, you know, backstage segments, it helps.
He's getting himself over. When the firing started happening, he had a really good tweet that was, like, confusing but funny. He was like, if I go, I go. So it's like,
yeah, I saw people tweeting, they were like, go check Rusev's locker and make sure he's still there.
his social media is great.
He's great, man. Yeah. He's so funny. So one man came back from the dead on Raw. Braun Strowman, who has never, ever finished with anybody ever.
Oh, boy.
I'm not finished with you. Busts out the trash can of the trash truck where apparently he's been hanging out last couple weeks.
But the lead up to that was so funny, though, because, like, Miz just gets a bag of trash in his dressing room.
was silly.
And because of that, he's worried that Braun Strowman is back. Like,
he's paranoid. He's paranoid now. I like that. I mean, it was silly, kind of campy, but I was like, it's Halloween. Like, it made sense.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
He was, like, making references to Stranger Things and stuff. Like, strange things are going on. I'm not going to let that Demogorgon come get me. You know what I mean? So, like, it was goofy, but, like, I understood it, and it was entertaining.
They should have had Braun painted up like a zombie.
Yo.
Well, no, I think I would have been. I mean, just for my opinion, I could have done without the camera inside the car, just for kayfabe, brother. Maybe have it to where, like, you know, the camera was following them. Make it more of like a horror shot, or like it's shaking a little bit, mm-hmm. and maybe Braun actually look a little bit dirty because he was living in trash.
Right, he was clean.
Right, so we're trying to make it seem like Braun has just been hanging out in this trash can since.
He riding around in the back of a trash truck.
Maybe all that trash was too afraid to touch Braun.
Damn. My man living off Tostino's pizza crust.
Maybe he ate the trash.
Maybe.
He's been in there the whole time.
Oscar Grouch.
So then he just, destroys the Mistrage.
Yo, Curtis Axel got it bad.
That's like not even that impressive. 15
power
though.
Slams.
It's 15 power slams, then threw a table. And it's like, it was a little extra, but, you know, and I guess it's not that impressive when it's jobbers.
Right.
But that's, or enhancement, I'm
Thank
sorry.
Thank you, pal.
But that's what, you know, that's what Braun does, though.
I mean, but Braun could put Curtis Axel over.
By beating him up?
Yeah. Mm. He could power slam him to the point of
people love it. People
being
love
over.
Him.
People just want more power slams.
Of him like just taking it. Like sympathy. When you see him, gonna, exactly the sympathy.
Oh, they're gonna want to.
They're gonna cheer for him the next time he comes out because he took 15.
He could get the reverse. He could get the reverse, maybe. But I feel like the crowd egged that on. They were just like,
I know.
One
so
more
then he
time.
Can come out and he can call Braun Strowman out. It'd be crazy.
Man. Yo, that worked with Heath Slater. It was Heath Slater's gimmick.
Exactly.
He was like, I know you're going to beat me up, but I got kids. And it worked.
I got kids.
Like,
well,
oh,
and then
man.
That's
take
that's
a page out of
the,
his book.
The Ellsworth. That's
Ellsworth did
the
same thing.
Gimmick,
that was
much.
How Ellsworth got over, by getting beat up.
Yeah.
So you start feeling sorry for people who can't protect themselves.
That's what I'm saying. They try to do that with Enzo, but Enzo talked too much. Mm. So
did anything happen with Enzo this week? Because I didn't see him on either show, and I don't watch 205. Is anything going on with that?
Any updates? He didn't get fired.
Well, yeah, okay. He still has a job. Yep. Was he on Raw?
I think he was on Raw.
Was he?
Did 205 happen?
Didn't he come out with
him?
I didn't watch
with Drew Gulak, Gulak fought.
I heard Gulak had some good promo stuff and was entertaining.
Oh, yeah, because that's what it was. He was with him, and I think they said, like, Gulak said soft instead of soft.
S-O-F-T.
Yeah, like he spelled it wrong.
He spelled it the right way.
Yeah, during the promo.
Yeah, right. Okay, he spelled it the right way. Oh, man.
No, he spelled it wrong. It's got a W in it.
Yeah, you got to put the A W F T.
Wow.
Oh man. All right. Awesome. So Speaking of things that are a little different, New Japan. I also asked you, David, to give us a little update on New Japan. Rock, I know that last time or the first time we were here, we were talking about how you got to get into New Japan.
Yes.
And I think I sent you some links.
You did.
What are your thoughts on New Japan, sir?
I love it.
Are you into it?
Yeah, like I know they have like the network. They have their own little network.
They do.
They do.
I just feel real funny about like giving my credit card information to like a Japanese website that's in all Japanese. Like,
choose that Google Translate to English, bro.
Like, we take all your money. Like, is that what you think?
I don't want to sign up for 1 month and wake up the next month and it'd be like a $10,000 charge for like New Japan.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, like
you gotta make sure that honestly,
I wish they had like a mirror site that was you could subscribe in the U.S. because I think that will open them up a little bit more because their stuff is dope.
Probably also don't want to be paying for a bunch of different wrestling.
That's kind of where I am, and I hate to
say
it.
I'm like, I need a wrestling app.
All in one.
Yeah,
I want to support New Japan, but yeah, WrestleWorld.
In a perfect world,
if they would all work together. Speaking of, before we get into some New Japan updates, I had some friends talking about, we were just kind of debating. New Japan, when they come to the States, they do some small arenas. They sell them out, of course. Mm-hmm. Do you think if they tried to do big arenas, do you think New Japan could be a legit, maybe a legit challenger to WWE? Do you think it's possible?
Not in the States.
How big? Like, how big you talking arena-wise?
I'm like Comerica. So,
what's Comerica size?
If they did 7,000, 8,000?
Yeah, they could do that.
Easily, in my opinion.
And honestly, what they should do, if they're going to try that, they should do like a small size tour and give it a trial run. If it works, try it again, expand it.
That's what they're doing. They did that West Coast run, and they were doing like 3,000 seats, like not big.
Still impressive.
And sold them all out. But like,
I don't think so, but it also depends on who they have.
Remember, they sold those out
absolutely
almost in record time.
Oh, yeah, they sold out quickly.
You know,
but think about
what
has to happen.
Those were smaller shows, though.
Smaller shows, smaller rosters, bigger shows.
Obviously, all the people who like New Japan, they like Bullet Club and stuff like that. But that's their biggest draw. Yeah. So unless they're having all of those guys on the show,
you need
to bring
all
those Bullet Club guys out. That's the New Japan talent that people don't really know about because they don't watch the show.
Yeah,
don't know about them to go see them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go that far, in my opinion, but. I mean, I kind of like Rock's thought where you do have like a tour, kind of like what NXT does.
Yeah.
Maybe do like a 3,000 seat per city. Mm-hmm. See how you do.
I think
they can either pull. I think they can definitely pull off either either like a Road to Destruction or even one of their tournaments here.
You know? I would like to see them try.
If they went on a Bullet Club versus the World Tour type of thing, then they would sell out. You gotta have all the Bullet Club guys on every show.
You know, fighting the Tama Tonga isn't gonna like sell out a building.
No, but as long as you got the main dudes, that's what I'm saying.
You need all
as
the
big
guys.
As long as you got the Young Bucks, Marty.
But let's think about the cost of flying everybody out from Japan.
There you go. So there's gonna be that huge.
You gotta
cost.
Fly everybody out from Japan.
So it needed to be like a. That's what I'm saying. Like, do a tour, make up your make up your dollars, and then just do one big indie darling show. Either one of the big cities, like Chicago.
It's gotta be a big city.
You know, LA.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere in the big cities, and you know, make up your pot.
I would like to see it, man. I mean, even if it's not like a head to head competitor, it's still something an alternative. You know what I mean? And I think that they'll do numbers. It's will they make a profit? I guess is the question.
And then like ROH, for example, they're mostly in the mid, or in the in the Northwest. But they do 4,000 seats, 3,000 seats easily.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes they perform in baseball fields and, they still do, like 5,000.
I haven't seen R. I need to go see an ROH.
Is 3,000 seats or 5,000 seats, is that a competitor to WWE?
Of course not. But
that's what he asked. That was the question.
Yeah. I'm just
and
thinking,
say that
do you eventually work to
that's
bigger?
What I'm saying. We never said that they will be there. They need to do kind of like what Rock was saying, do a trial run, see what it is. And then maybe if we have a better, idea, we can kind of gauge if it can be a competitor.
Yeah, but that's why I was saying that. I don't think so. But, if they're building something, if they piggyback off something, because, obviously WrestleMania weekend or something like that, if they decided, we're going to go out there in whatever big city that is and we're going to throw a New Japan show.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's not on the same day.
Isn't that what ROH does? They usually do a big
ROH
show.
When it's on set. what was it? Was it on Saturday?
Saturday before Mania.
Yeah.
And they're doing events leading up to Survivor Series.
See, that would be something for them. They could try to do. Do something around Mania.
Because it's more like All-Star Weekend where everything is going on. You don't do it on a day where you're competing, but you want to be able to pull the fans while you're out there.
And I think right now the crowd is becoming more groomed to New Japan, which is nice because who was named top wrestler in the Wrestling Observer?
Okada.
So Okada.
And that's like the voice of the internet community.
Exactly.
Basically.
So you have Okada. Yeah. I believe Omega was like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And then you had some other New Japan darlings in there, you know. So
yeah.
They make up the wrestling talent. Of course, there's not pertinent storylines. So
I was saying, don't really necessarily know about them. I know how you're feeling.
You don't know about that.
I'm talking about the average WWE fan who goes out does not know about New Japan.
They don't know.
So
the storytelling is in the ring on New Japan.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I did until recently. And I'm like, I tell people, watch it.
Yeah, it's great.
Right, because we're those type of people that are man, if you love wrestling, then watch this also.
Yeah,
but that's why people who are taking their kids, like parents that don't even watch it, but they're taking their kids to go see it.
Totally.
Right. Something around Mania would make sense because Mania is going to bring in a crowd from across the globe.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And you're going to have a lot of overseas people who may be more familiar with some New Japan. Japan could maybe do a big show the Saturday before Mania.
Right.
And it could be extremely successful.
It's true.
I think it could work. So what's going on this week in New Japan, Dave?
So welcome to Dave's Indie Corner.
Dave's World. Party time.
Excellent.
So currently what we got right now in the New Japan section is the Road to Power Struggle. It's kind of like a building up to that pay-per-view, Road to Power Struggle.
Gotcha.
What's really nice is that the way it's booked is you have pretty much, you know, you have a good amount of the talent doing tag teams, you know, trios, and sometimes you even have like five on fives. Mm-hmm. And if you're not too savvy on New Japan, it's run by stables. So if you're a big fan of stable wrestling, you have Chaos, you have the Bullet Club, you have Los Ingobernables de Japón. You even have a new stable called Taguchi Japan.
That was impressive.
Thank you.
You turned it on right there for a second.
You know. So if you're a big fan of stable wrestling, that's what lights up the competition, so to speak. And they also have another stable, which is kind of like the New Japan stable, with their Young Lions, which is their up-and-coming talent.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to see those guys go at it. The latest match was November 2nd, 2017 in Shizuoka, and the Road to Power Struggle was a phenomenal card. I think the match of the night would probably have to be you had Roppongi 3K, which is Sho and Yo, versus Bushi and, his name precedes me, the Ticking Time Bomb.
Ticking Time Bomb.
I forget his name. But I believe that was the match of the night. I'll get the name. It'll come back to me. And I believe you got to give it a shot because you have wrestlers from CMLL. They'll come out. They'll do their work. Of course, you have, you know, Japanese wrestlers. I'm sorry. It was Hiromu Takahashi. Have y'all seen the little cat, the little stuffed cat?
Is that
little Daryl?
The stuffed cat?
Yeah.
Is that his thing?
That's his little gimmick.
Okay. I've seen that.
It got tore up.
So Sho and Yo, they retained the IWGP light heavyweight, you know, tag champions. And right now, that's kind of playing on to the tournament of, you know, the Super Junior Tag Tournament that also is kind of like in the road to the power struggle. So it's a different lineup, but boy, it's entertaining to watch. And you'll get a good sense of talent. And the latest thing, if y'all saw the internet blow up, is you had Kenny Omega, Marty Scurll, and Chase Owens dressed as?
It was like Aladdin.
Yeah.
They did Aladdin. Kenny Omega as Jasmine. A little crazy. But it was a little too good. He did it too well.
And then Marty Scurll came in as Aladdin. And then you had Chase Owens as, you know, as the genie. You'll get little things like that. You'll get a lot of aggressive strong style. So if you're a big fan of the strong style wrestling, I can't recommend it enough. Watching
great.
Suzuki Minoru just tear down the house against any talent is always entertaining. And I recommend if you get a chance to even just catch the highlights of ACH and Ryusuke versus El Desperado and Yoshinobu and that show in Yo, Roppongi 3K, shout outs to them for retaining against Takahashi and Bushi.
Okay.
And what's really cool is, I guess just one more side note, is that Roppongi 3K
watch yourself there,
is
buddy.
is managed by Rocky Romero.
Nice.
And they're all part of Team Chaos.
Oh, that's dope.
Which is really good. So
shout out to Rocky Romero.
Yeah, so
friend of the show.
If you get a chance, catch on the Road to Power Struggle on New Japan Global.
Dope. Yo, I highly recommend signing up, and I think it's probably something I need to do. I feel bad when I watch stuff on like Streamable and all these other like non YouTube sites and catching like video, and I'm like, I should probably subscribe because I really, really get a kick out of every match I watch. I'm like on the edge of my seat.
How much is it a month?
$9 or $10.
It's $10, same as WWE.
And the wrestling, honestly, I think it's just leaps and bounds over your WWE product.
It is.
There's no story there, so you get invested with the story that they're telling in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this, commentary-wise. Is there an option for English commentary?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
See, I may just say...
Yeah,
I think Kevin Kelly...
I may just give it a go for a month, and if I rock with it, cool.
Yeah, Jim Ross and Josh Barnett do the Access commentary, and then Kevin Kelly and I think Don Callis do like the New Japan commentary, and they're really good. Don Callis is like one of my favorite heel... color commentators.
I might have to give it a go, man.
Word. I might do the same.
Speaking of some New Japan wrestlers, we were talking about before about Kenny Omega getting added to that ROH show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw that.
Lakeland, right?
He's
Survivor Series weekend.
He's going to be in a few of the shows leading up to Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And they just announced that I think he's going to also be around for the show they do Mania weekend next year.
Oh, okay.
So he'll be in New Orleans as well.
And have y'all caught wind of that Twitter beef that Chris Jericho have been having?
Greatly
entertaining.
Okay. So how did this start? I guess some fan just kind of like dragged him into something saying, oh man, I used to think Jericho was the best, but Kenny Omega
from
is
Canada
now,
or some shit.
Or just Canadian. And he was just like, oh, this dude's so overrated.
It's from Winnipeg.
And I saw
Jericho just started going off.
Jericho went off, and then I saw a tweet. I guess the final tweet I guess was Kenny Omega saying like, "Look, this isn't making me any money. Like, there's no point of this isn't fun anymore. Like, I'm gonna stop engaging you, you know." And it's like
giving them promotions.
I thought, okay, this is a lead in for Jericho's cruise he's doing.
Well, the Bucks were just announced for the cruise.
I really think that this is, the Bucks are going to be on that cruise.
I've heard it's a work too.
It sounds like a work to me. Like they're just going to be like, oh, we'll settle this.
I love it.
When we're face to face on a cruise in shorts and flip flops, we'll settle it then while we're playing ping pong together.
It brings back horrible memories of like horrible matches that just sounds horrible.
Like, so they, yeah, I
just
think
don't
it's just
like the music
sell.
That they have on the cruise.
I think it's to sell the cruise.
Isn't it
Fozzy?
Is it Fozzy?
Fozzy is on there, but it's a whole bunch
of course
other lines.
Fozzy's on there.
They need some more hip hop.
Yo, they really do. I think I need to send them an email. Guys, if you're listening, message the Jericho Cruise and tell them, hey, we need to.
We need
a little hip hop and a live Matt Mania.
I wouldn't mind watching a Jericho and Kenny Omega match, though.
Oh, gosh. Who wouldn't mind? I think everybody would love that. The internet would go crazy.
There's money in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
For both of them.
Hands down. I mean, you got the two greatest wrestlers from Canada.
And he's not under WWE contract right now, is he?
He's under like a veterans part time thing. He kind of comes and goes.
He's got one of those deals.
Yeah. But
that would be dope.
Wait a minute. Best wrestler from Canada? Is that what you just said?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
I wonder
Bret
what
Hart
is.
Get out of here.
He'll have a thing or two to say about this.
So salty right now.
Wait a minute.
I wonder what Lance Storm would have to say about that.
Oh, man. There's so many great Canadian wrestlers. Man.
He sucks as a person, but I mean, Chris Benoit was amazing as a wrestler.
Yo, come on. You can't forget about Chris Benoit, no matter how much
not gonna,
we would like to.
Not going to bury Kenny Omega because Kenny Omega's dope.
But Canada has just birthed a lot of great wrestlers.
They can make a great Canadian Mount Rushmore.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. You won't see Benoit on that, though.
Nah. He'll be the little rocks on the side that'll represent. The crumbling rocks on the side will represent Benoit. But anyway, yeah. So I think that might be our show. I just want to, we're bottling up to an hour. And around the table, I would love for y'all to let the people know how they can find you. And all that good stuff. Rock.
Sorry. Yeah. I am on Twitter and I am on Instagram. It is Rock Knowledge, R-O-K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E. And as I have said before, every Sunday night, 10 to midnight, AZ The Beat, 101.1 FM, Rhyme and Reason Radio. Mm-hmm. It is myself. It is Ramses Ja. It is Filthy Phil, the show producer.
Dirty
DJ
Phil.
Psychopad, live on the ones and twos. Shout out to Fact 135, Les 735, Jabba 1. That is where you find us.
Yo, tell Ramses he gonna get his spot taken if he don't see Paid in Full.
Man, yo, I'm glad you reminded me.
Wait, so
he's never seen Paid in Full.
Check this out,
he
right?
Said he's never seen Paid in Full.
So last week was the 15th anniversary of Paid in Full. So during the show, one of our breaks, we're talking about Paid in Full, and Josh starts laughing. I'm like, "What's up?" He's like, "I've never seen it before." And I officially suspended him from the show at that moment.
I'm like, go home.
I'm like, you cannot be a part of this show and have never seen Paid in Full. You should never admit that publicly.
Nah, he shouldn't. He should have just went home and just watched it that night.
I'm like, what? And the funny part, he's like, yeah, like, he's like, I see the memes and everything, but I'm like, you have no idea what those memes mean. He's like, I don't. God.
I feel like I need to watch it again. I haven't seen it since it came out. Like, I had the bootleg.
Man, that movie is.
And, you know, shout out to bootlegs.
I watch Paid in Full at least once a year.
It's
Although it's a hood classic.
That's like a once a month.
But it's one of those things that if it's on. No, it's one of those movies that if it's on, like if you're flicking through channels and it's on, you watch it. Like if it's on.
No matter where it's at, it's dope.
Like, man. I watch it like I watch Scarface.
Have you seen it?
Such a great story.
I got to ask, man. I was shocked.
Such a great movie.
So you gotta check yourself.
Great story.
Yeah.
So many quotables in it. I highly recommend if you guys haven't seen it.
And then check out the Uncle Murder song, Cameron Voice, because it's got the greatest little sample from
that movie. Oh, nice. It's got the sample. That's a great story. And, I mean, the story in itself is pretty outstanding.
Yeah,
I mean, the whole Rich Porter story. And, like, I remember listening to LL Cool J on, I think it was him on, I think it was Drink Champs. Yeah, and he was talking about how he used to hang out with those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they used to try to match cars. Like, you know what I mean? He would see Rich come around with something new. Like, all right, tomorrow I got you. And then he'd come around with
The gold BBS.
Like, tomorrow. Must be nice that I got him. And he's like, I got you tomorrow. And then, the dealer.
Like me and Rock was talking about on Facebook, after you, if you've never seen that, make sure you go watch Paid in Full. But then after that, go watch Killer Season. If you've never seen Killer Season.
And that's in the scene you referenced?
Now, that I haven't seen, so I need to go see that.
Killer Season is Cameron's Paid in Full, like by himself. It's just him. Like, it's
Cam Shines. Okay.
It's his 8 Mile. It's like an exaggerated story. Yeah, of him like in high school, because it starts off, it talks about him playing basketball in high school and stuff like that. Then him getting into the drug game and stuff like that, and then it just goes, and then it's like an exaggerated life story.
I think the Matt Mania crew just needs to have a hip hop hood movie night.
Well, we need to have a movie night. Yo, shout out to, and I don't often put over other podcasts, but y'all would actually like this. This is a joint called Bodega Box Office. Great podcast, because it's about hood hip hop movies.
Okay.
They
review every movie that's ever had a rapper in it.
So
they waited like 2 years before they did like Juice and stuff like that, but they've done Killer Season, like I Got the Hook Up, like all the masterpiece stuff.
So you saw Bodega Box Office, never seen it?
Just subscribed.
Have I? I didn't see it, but they might have reviewed it.
They did Original Gangsters.
Yes! Yo, Original Gangsters. Wow, I almost forgot about that movie.
And then you got
to
think about it.
Subscribe to that, because those are my homies, and they're really good, and they're awesome.
Nice.
It's such a great concept. Yeah. Like, why not talk about hood movies?
I was just going to say, in different Killer Season, like Cameron did the whole soundtrack. So,
oh, nice. I remember hearing about a Cameron album called Killer Season. So that makes sense. There, yeah. That was the soundtrack.
Oh, my God.
And it was supposed to have a part 2 that never happened.
They did Murder Music, the movie, which is a horrible hood movie. But watch it.
Did they do Baller Blocking?
I Got the Hook Up.
Yeah, you scroll through. They got like so many good ones.
Nice.
how many Cash Money movies they got. Oh, that's why I said, do they got baller blocking?
Geez. Wait, hold on. There's a movie called Too Honorable with Smoke Dizza, Murder Mook, Dame Dash, and Cameron?
Dame Dash?
What? Oh, yes. Wait. Yeah, I think I heard
yes,
about that.
Yes, that's the one Dame Dash Dame had shot. The, when Dame was on Breakfast Club, that classic episode of him talking about,
yes.
That's what he was plugging, but he just wound up clowning Envy the whole time. Just like, you got a boss? You got a boss? Well, then you ain't a man. You ain't a man if you got a boss. Yeah. Yo, you ain't a man if you like if you tell jokes and people laugh at them. Like, they control you, bro. Like, you ain't a boss. You ain't a boss.
That's Dame Dash right there.
He was whole getting his Joe Pesci on, huh?
Yeah, his whole thing was you ain't a man
ain't a boss.
If somebody else tells you
somebody
to do
else
something.
Making you breakfast in the morning? You ain't feeding yourself?
You sneezed? Man, you ain't got control over your body? You ain't no boss.
Does.
You ain't a boss. Vince does. And also, before
Yo,
we go,
blew out when you was getting
we
got to
shout out the World Series champion,
yes,
Houston Astros,
yes,
who pulled it off
5-1 while we were having the podcast.
While we've been on
sports. I managed to keep my excitement to I didn't
That's
want to tell you.
That's what all that squirming was over all there?
That was good. I saw some hand movements,
man,
but
I
didn't know what was going on.
I was like,
is he doing Daniel Bryan? Yes.
I thought Rock was voguing for a minute.
I saw a filter pop up on Snapchat.
I thought he was co-signing.
With the final score I was going to
I thought he was just co-signing what I said. Like, yes.
Nice.
Anyway, so that is the show for this evening. I will add a song
Houston
in,
love.
But I don't know if we're hooked up on the Bluetooth, so
Are
I don't want to be dumb and do that. So I'm gonna drop in a song.
You gonna
my
drop
man,
that Doc Lesnar on
my
there?
Man Doc Lesnar did a joint called "Strong Styling and Profiling."
Strong.
I thought
style.
It was so brilliant.
Oh,
so I'm gonna pop that in
Real quick because there's not gonna be a Matt Mania episodes before it happens. November 7th, ESPN, the Ric Flair 30 for 30 is on.
Woo!
Do not forget that.
Woo!
When is it?
November 7th.
When
next
is
Tuesday.
It? When is
November
it?
7th.
Yes. Remember the date. November 7th.
Remember, the 7th of November.
I might have to have like a little viewing party at the crib or
Yo,
something.
Yo, I was thinking the next That'd episode, we should probably just do a straight review of that. So hopefully everybody gets to check it out.
Certainly.
And we'll just come in and just review it.
Yeah, that's going to be.
We've been waiting for that forever, yo.
Oh, yeah.
This joint has got
to
be
The
good.
Premiere photos look dope. Nate looks great. It's so good to see Nate looking good.
Oh, I mean,
good,
if they're just like, straight real on this, going to be amazing.
Are you familiar with any of the 30 for 30s?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah. So
they
then,
get
then,
real.
Then you know how dope. Yeah, this is going to be
amazing.
That's
what I'm saying.
Hearing,
get real. Hearing Rick's life, didn't he say he smashed Holly Berry?
Oh, my God.
he said, no joke, this is a shoot. He's had sex over like 10,000 women.
I believe it.
Is
he
a
did
shoot.
Say that.
You know?
I mean, so even we'll on see. That, even on that WWE story time, you ever watch that?
Oh yeah,
when I was
yeah.
talking about him
he
on the plane,
about his,
wearing nothing
his
but
exploits.
The robe, baby.
Yeah. So don't forget November 7th, ESPN, Ric Flair, 30 for 30.
And then before we go, another shout out. You wanted to shout out that.
Oh man, there is a Rowdy Roddy Piper documentary.
There you go.
Oh wow!
Right
oh,
now,
really?
That you must go see. Holy crap!
It's out.
It's online
we
right now.
We forgot to mention it last week
on
the podcast.
The guys who put it together, they sent me a link, and I wanted to tell you guys about it. So everybody, please make sure you check.
We'll
it out.
We'll be posting that link on the Matt Mania podcast Twitter.
It will be in
you
there.
Guys,
you can go to
I gotta watch
9legendsfilm.com.
Okay,
and it's called Roddy Piper in His Own Words.
Oh,
and
man.
It's $7.99, but the proceeds go to the Children's Hospital that he gave a lot of his time and efforts to.
Hey, Roddy Piper gave us a lot more than $8. So
yeah,
legendary. So go get that. They also 9 Legends did short documentaries on Bill Goldberg, Mike Tyson, and Chris Jericho.
Nice.
So 9legendsfilm.com.
Support.
Go support. You gotta do what we can to continue to support the wrestling culture and community.
May I?
So, I holla.
May I plug one more thing?
One more thing.
Just because of my indie wrestling darlings out there. If you like the New Japan Kick, let me know. I am at on Twitter, NEOECKS, NEOX on Twitter. So let me know. Tell me your New Japan stuff. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. And my recommendation for y'all, if y'all want to get just kind of a little bit of taste of New Japan, just YouTube NWJP, New Japan Pro Wrestling. I recommend, if you can, watch The Fall and Rise of Tetsuya Naito on YouTube. It's made by Showbuckle. So The Fall and Rise of Tetsuya Naito. He's one of my favorite wrestlers.
You'll enjoy
in
that.
New Japan.
I like the Naito
really
story.
Good.
It's been really good.
Yeah.
Dope.
The growth of his character has been so good to see.
Where can they follow you at, Ran?
Oh, you can follow me at Mega Ran on Twitter. We also have a Matt Mania podcast Twitter, which we all tweet at. And send us ideas, things you want us to talk about on the show, thoughts on the show, of course, and give us all the stars on iTunes. Just type in Matt Mania Podcast and try to give us that 7 for Uncle Dave. I know he would be proud.
That's right.
You can follow me at @Teek_Hall on Twitter, Teek_Hall.
Yeah.
On
That's
Instagram.
Our resident villain, baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
Teek Hall the Villain on Facebook. And
keep talking.
and
way
as,
to keep, yeah, way to keep
and
talking.
As, right. And as Rand said, you can follow us on Twitter at the Matt Mania Podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we cannot say enough. Please like, please share, please subscribe. We definitely need your support.
Yeah, help. We need those iTunes likes. Yeah. We need you to go listen to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and tell that friend to tell another friend, and tell all the friends.
Give us your feedback. Like you said, let us know things that we're not talking about. If you want to hear more, if you want to hear more New Japan from Dave,
come check out my corner, y'all.
If you want to hear something from Rock that he ain't talked about, he might be our NXT guy.
Oh man,
yeah. But we'd love to just gain your support. Moreover,
he's gonna be our 205 live guy.
Yeah. Damn, I just got Enzo'd off of Matt Mania. I got Enzo'd off of Matt Mania. Cam Archer, Quentin Jones, and Megaran. Yeah, I'm fresh off
my wedding, man. See, true love is a rare thing. So I walk. So here we go. This is Strong Style Profiling.
The remix
with Doc Lesnar featuring Megaran.
Quincy Jones.
I'm loving it right now.
Enjoy it. Be crazy. And this is Matt Mania. We out, y'all. Peace. 4 figures, no leg lock. I'm a top guy. So bottom line, nigga, don't quit your day job. Nah. Then WCWs, I bag them. Kim Kardashian, Sasha Banks, Beyonce, Paula Patton, Amber Rose, Brandy Rhodes, Yo JoJo, let's get it cracking. Cause if Valley fucked the nature, more than anything could happen. Jet flying, limousine riding, making towns, having me the hardest time holding these alligators down. The most electrifying every time I come around. Throw my jacket on the ground, elbow drop the strut around. Remix. What's poppin' news? What's poppin' news? I got the juice since day one, so I only fuck with my day one. So either you is or you ain't one. That tab of gang, that's A1. Yeah. All resume on that page one. Fuck celebrating this great run, cause we ain't done. It's just phase one. I'm smoking, doing homework inside of my golden saber. Hand me down from Grandpa Lord. Rest in peace, 5 years later. Trying to get my education, cause I lost passion. I was off balance for the family jewels. I went back to school, so Quincy Bueller was off rap. I got certified in that board. I've been exploring my options in broadcasting. I murked the mic with this jaw jack, and I turned it all into podcasting. King shit like Regal, Chris Hero, we up a echelon. A Rito like I'm Nero, Osley ain't in my lexicon. I'm Pentagon, Dog Zero like Mark Merrill. I'm wildin', boy, this a house of feels. Fuck how you feel, cause I'm AJ Stallin', profiling for a long while. Now Quincy on that murder tip, the king of strong style, and on my quest, they rock a murder shit. Mega Grand Push Die. Well, son of a plumber, every day something is taking me under. Just came from burying one of my brothers. I feel like I want to stay under the covers. Bills to do, pipes are full of mildew. Getting paranoid whenever 5-0's in my rear view. Just trying to steer through life like I'm missing fluid. Thank God for music, otherwise I'd just be living foolish. Drop Matt Mania and Cash was mad they didn't do it. So haters diss before they listen to it. What else is new? Only thing that'll help me through was a desire to keep on pushing forward. Man, I didn't know what else to do. Through the muck of avarice, learned that life is full of Randy Savages. Now I know what the pattern is. I came up from averageness. Now we live the dream. Fast scream when we hit the scene. Jet flying, stay arriving up in limousines. Best there is, best there was, best there ever will. Never chase a dollar sign. I'm a grind, that's the bottom line. In the valley of death, Paul Bearer with burdens, the way I carry this debt. Roll around with a body diner, but every day ain't sunny. Adversity that I gotta accept. Take from me, but I can't break. Save that for the glass ceiling. Rappers claim to get rowdy, but the truth killing. Double turn made a face out an old villain. Big Daddy came from Yankum, bring a new feeling. Work a 12-hour shift just to steal the show. Boy, I'm smooth as a finger roll. Mindset all time on 10. Climb the ladder in a way that they ain't seen before. But whoa, I was on the edge of that razor, losing my patience. Had to elevate for the greater. Rethinking my angles, cause when shit get extreme, never know when they might cross for paper. I wanna see the fruits of my labor.
day one ish ooze maneuver. Something major new age outlaws, you lugers out of favor. Shooting for the stars before I knew what a J was. Then I linked up with J and proceeded to XT the things I had seen within me. My faith rearranged, throwing bucks in my dream. Now I'm Alpha Omega, all we do is elite. When you low, you know them Ortons start to circle. Boy, I came back strong like a million on you Virgils. Better know it. Got charisma flowing on my opponents. In 2010 was a no. Now I'm in your house fully loaded. I'm still